Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better, you really can do it. But nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
This episode is brought to you by Verizon. Get a Verizon Business Unlimited plan from the network businesses rely on. Hey, Monica, with 5G Ultra Wideband in many more cities, you get up to 10 times the speed at no extra cost.
Hello, downloads in no time.
Plus, unlimited premium data and hotspot data to keep the signal flowing and your teams going. Come in or book an appointment with a Verizon business expert to find the right plan for your team. 5G Ultra Wideband available in over 1,700 cities with Business Unlimited Pro 2.0 smartphone plan. Speed comparison is to median Verizon 4G LTE speeds. Download speeds may vary depending upon network and coverage conditions and content optimization for 5G Ultra Wideband.
Welcome to the Benzinga Cannabis Hour.
There are more people who are in favor of legalization.
I saw the benefits of it for myself.
I just have to ask, was there pot pasta in the cannabis cookbook?
Oh, it was gorgeous. There was pot pasta.
We were talking about cannabis pasta.
That opened my eyes to the cannabis industry.
Is this new industry where now billions of dollars are being made?
We're here to bring cannabis into culture.
Welcome. Happy Thursday. Wednesday,
Happy
Friday.
Thursday. Man, it's like a double Thursday. It's almost a Friday to me, man. I'm very excited about a long weekend. So today is like, you know, a special Thursday too.
You know what? We can kind of classify this as a thirsty Thursday with one of our guests being the Alkaline Water Company, NASDAQ listed WTER. The chairman, Aaron Key, is going to join us a little bit later, probably like halfway through the show. So maybe we can classify this one as like Thirsty Thursday Cannabis Hour. That may just be weird. I may just be weird, but you know. All right, y'all. Ben, what's up? Vin and Ben. That was unintentionally rhyming. But glad to have y'all. If you're ready to hear about some cannabis stocks, drop a one in that chat. Show us some love. Drop a ticker in while you're at it. Javier, I got some housekeeping, and then I'm going to throw it to you for news. But first and foremost, y'all, a week from today, so next Thursday and Friday, that is June 3rd and 4th, is Benzinga's second 2021 Cannabis Capital Conference. Y'all, this is our bread and butter when it comes to the Benzinga events team. It really is the who's who. Obviously, I'm biased. I help put the agenda together, but it is the who's who of cannabis. And, you know, that includes IIPR. Innovative Industrial Properties. It includes Canopy Growth. It includes Trulieve, Tilt, Forefront, Item 9 Labs, Grow Generation, AFC Gamma, Urban Grow, Cansortium, Charlotte's Web, Columbia Care. You see where this is going. Cushco, Delta 9 Advisor Shares, the ETF for YOLO and MSOS. It's just a killer lineup.
A bunch of investors, you know, like Poseidon, Navy Capital.
So you're going to hear about due diligence. You're going to hear about what to look for in cannabis stocks and what to expect. We're going to hear from Tim Seymour from CNBC.
There's one panel I am very excited about, and it will sound so weird that I'm excited about this particular panel, but we have a panel on sale leasebacks and cannabis REITs.
Javier, RKDK says speak up a little bit for
Oh, it's Mike. Yeah, we always try and is it better now?
Perfect, actually. That's good. Yeah, that's good stuff. But yeah, the REIT panel.
About the cannabis REITs and sale and leasebacks.
That panel is incredible. IIPR, AFC Gamma, New Lake Capital, and Polaris Equity Group. That panel's awesome. I think that's at the end of Thursday. So Tim Seymour, Chris Webber, new Hall of Fame. Or is he a Hall of Fame basketball player? I think he is, right? But he'll be joining us talking with Jason Wild. About their fund. John Najarian is going to be coming to teach you guys about investing in cannabis stocks. So next Thursday and Friday, y'all, I'm sorry, I have to plug it. This is the Cannabis Hour really stems from our knowledge from these events. So if you want to see a ticker on this show, they're probably speaking there. But if they're not, we'll try to get them for the next event. So y'all, please keep communicating with us there. Secondly, Javier, I want to do a little, Aaron, if we have the video, for a cool kind of lead up to, he says no video yet. All right. Well, look at the video of a very cool panel. And now we have it. Thank you, Aaron. we got our ducks in a row, y'all. So we have a panel early next week. I think it's Tuesday, June the 1st. So Aaron, all right. I'm super excited about that round table.
That's awesome. Who's hosting it? Like, who will be the MC for that?
I believe we will be. And we are also partnering with somebody.
You and I?
No, we being Benzinga. Patrick will be a part of it. And I believe we do have a partner moderator for that as well. But the content will be through Benzinga. So very excited about that. Okay, so Javier, we got about like 5 to 10 minutes before we bring on NASDAQ listed Lexaria. We're going to have George Jerkic. I hope I said that correctly. He will have every opportunity to correct me here in a few minutes.
Jurčić. That's my bet. My bet is on Jurčić.
All right, cool. You're probably way closer than me. He is the head of investor relations for Lexaria Biosciences. Super cool company. NASDAQ listed LEXX, followed by the chairman of Alkaline Water Company, WTER, also NASDAQ listed. So
the ticker is so easy to remember. LEXX, I don't even have to read
it. Hold on, y'all.
Like water, right?
Breaking news. It looks like we will also have next week, Sundial will be joining us at the Cannabis Capital Conference that just came in 2 seconds ago. Really? Wow. So feel free to join us for the content. It's going to be loaded in terms of this industry. So Javier.
And you can join. I mean, there's tickets. You can also join for free. If you want to know how to join, definitely email us.
Yes, exactly. Please do. events@benzinga.com or email or shoot me a DM on Twitter. Pretty flexible, amenable, open people here at Benzinga. Javier, I want to throw it to you. I hope you hit Cresco Labs because those were some big numbers they're throwing around.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to start there?
Do it. Yeah, let's start there, man. Huge numbers they're throwing.
Vertically integrated cannabis company, Cresco Labs, OTCQX, CRLBF. Once again, CRLBF reported a 9.9% quarter over quarter increase in revenue and almost tripled revenue year over year. Reporting $178 million in revenue in the first quarter of 2021. Again, $178 million.
One quarter. Y'all, not a lot of companies are throwing around those numbers in this industry. Cresco Labs is doing quite a bit to generate excitement. And what I mean by that is they are looking at a run rate by the end of this year of $1 billion in annual revenue.
Yeah.
Like, and wow.
Yeah.
They're growing. That doesn't mean they're going to make $1 billion this year. All right. So let's clarify. But that run rate, I mean, if they can get to that point by the end of 2021, that's huge growth over the course of this year. You know, with people going back outside and not wearing masks and out and about more, who knows? Who knows what that'll do? Anyways, Javi. Yeah, I don't want to belabor that point too much. I just thought that little excitement generating fact that they threw out there in their earnings report was awesome.
Yeah, no, definitely it was. And again, you know, just CEO Charles or Charlie Batchel attributing most of the growth to growth from existing assets, an ability to reach and sustain number one market share positions in two of the industry's top five states. And of course, he says they're gearing up to repeat the success in more markets this year. So
interesting. They're poised to do it, y'all. So don't forget about Cresco Labs when you're investing in some stocks, and ideally, you know, they'll be on a NASDAQ or NYSE, you know, sooner rather than later. But obviously, you know, a lot of things have to happen before that.
some policy.
Javi, news. You next. Yeah, Javi.
Policy news out of Minnesota, Louisiana, Arizona, Illinois, and Maine. Real quick, you know, like a lightning round. In Minnesota, the governor signed a bill approving medical cannabis flower, which was previously not allowed. The Louisiana House advanced cannabis, like a cannabis decrim bill, to the Senate floor. In Arizona, lawmakers said they're not interested in limiting cannabis advertising, rejecting a measure that would have prohibited billboard ads for cannabis companies in certain settings. In Illinois, the House approved a equity licensing bill. And in Maine, lawmakers sent drug decriminalization measures to the House.
Nice.
Real quick, yeah.
Moving forward, y'all. We are... moving forward. I just want to say, what up, Andy? Mighty Soldiers Trades. Love that guy.
Yeah.
You know, Crypto Morning Show.
Like, he's always, always, always shouting us out every Friday on his Follow Friday.
Yeah, so, give him a follow, y'all. If you don't follow Andy on Twitter, give him a follow. Mighty Soldiers. All right. RKDK, Crypto Morning Show, Green Positive, Final Mission. Always good to have y'all with us. Javi, we got maybe a couple more minutes if you got some round robin news items. Otherwise, I got a couple more companies and maybe a stock or two we could look into.
Yeah. I mean, one more piece of news on policy front. The director of the National Institute of Health, or NIH, Francis Collins, publicly expressed support for the therapeutic potential of psychedelics such as psilocybin and MDMA. And also referred, you know, or talked about the progress of medical cannabis research. And, you know, just very interesting to see a prominent figure on, you know, in the federal government really recognizing the potential of plant medicine or alternative medicine. Really signals, you know, a more open approach from you know, the federal government. So
absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Javi. It's great information, great updates. And ideally, we will all be able just to walk outside to some sort of dispensary or someplace. I have a feeling North Carolina, where I am, will not be happening in the near term unless it happens federally. So I would like to give a quick shout out. Maybe we can give a couple quick kind of stock shout outs here, Javi. For me, Village Farms, VFF, didn't have a great earnings report, as we are all aware, probably. They was not because of their cannabis sales, right? So their cannabis business is growing. It is growing well. They are one of the leaders in the Canadian market in flower. And they're looking at, they are discussing a U.S. entrant ideally soon, or more U.S. entrants, I should say, ideally soon. I like to do a little research of my own. I put some money down on VFF, and so far I'm 10% up since Friday. So I want to call out VFF. I think they're going to bounce back pretty easily as a great opportunity. None of this is recommendations. I just like calling out those who are doing well in this space.
And I mean, it's a good entry point, right? After the earnings report, that we're down like 25%. So definitely one to look at. Again, Cantor Fitzgerald, Paolo Swanage is remaining on the sideline for the time being. So that basically means it's neutral. It's not a buy recommendation. Right. Definitely not an underweight recommendation either.
Nor do I think they will hit underweight. But at the same time, you know, there's only so much growth and entrance into other markets that Village Farms can do. So depends on what type of investor you are. I like to long cannabis stocks as much as possible. And VFF is an easy one for me to look at that and say, there's an interesting play. Anyways, y'all, I do want to give one more shout out before we bring on our first guest, to Javier Hase. I was looking through Benzinga.com/cannabis before the show, and man, he's got some cool stories up there right now, like why Tilray stock is going crazy. What's happening there?
Here's something interesting, right? It's because it broke from a bullish, like, so it broke bullish from a triangle on May 25th. And continue to have a rise on Wednesday. Check out the article on Benzinga.com/cannabis. It's a technical analysis on the charts and where it goes from here.
Beautiful. And you also had an article listing all NASDAQ and NYSE listed cannabis stocks.
Oh yeah, we update that every time we see a new stock. If you, by any chance, you know, check out the article and see there is a cannabis company or a company doing business in cannabis, I mean, like 30% of its revenue, not like a little business unit. But if it's a significant part of their business and you don't see it there, do email us, cannabisnews@benzinga.com, and let us know.
Yeah, Javi does a great job, y'all. I would say from him and our friend Alan Brockstein are the two places I get all my cannabis news for investors. Really, really great stuff. So, Javi, great start to the show. I'm really glad we got a chance to shout out the Cannabis Capital Conference next week, as well as the roundtable next Tuesday. We have an incredible couple guests here. Shall we get started? I'm excited. Aaron, let's do it. So you had a better pronunciation of his name. I'm going to let you do this. Sure.
We'll see.
German. George. Yes, Javier. Javier won the bet, by the way. So I think you owe him a beer. Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. I owe him a lot of beers. George, he makes us look good.
is it like Serbian or Croatian or
Croatian?
Ooh, man, that's beautiful. Do you know where in Croatia, like where your family came from in Croatia?
Yeah, just outside of Zagreb, the capital city.
Ooh, it's nice. Beautiful, man. If you've never been to Croatia, one of like some of the best beaches in the entire world, in my
opinion. I've been to Dubrovnik, the walled city.
You've been?
That was beautiful. Wow. Yeah, that was beautiful. Anyways, let's grab that beer and talk about Croatia another time. But I want to hear about you, and I want to hear about Luxaria and what's going on with y'all.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, everyone. It's great to be part of the show. I'm George Sirsik, Head of Investor Relations. For those of you who are new to Luxaria, welcome. I'll start off with a brief overview of the company and what we've got going on and some really interesting news that we produced over the last couple of weeks and months. So as you mentioned earlier, we are dual listed. We're on NASDAQ LEXX, CSC LEX. We have a proprietary drug delivery technology, Dehydratec, which improves the way active pharmaceutical ingredients, or APIs, enter the bloodstream. Now, the company's technology can be applied to many different ingestible product formats, including foods, beverages, oral suppressions, tablets, and capsules. And we are currently investigating these applications in various markets that are valued over $100 billion. We are disruptive, patented technology designed for fast-acting, less expensive, and more cost-effective oral drug delivery with potential applications in oral cannabinoids, antivirals, oral nicotine, and a host of others. Now, the Dehydratec technology itself is a patented formulation and the dehydration processing method that changes how the body senses and absorbs drugs orally. It's clinically demonstrated and designed for faster onset, offset, and higher bioavailability in capsules, foods, liquids, and mixable powders. We have 19 patents granted with more than 50 patent applications pending worldwide, covering method of use, composition of matter, and medical treatment claims. Various programs commenced to evaluate the delivery effectiveness with CBD for hypertension, antiviral applications for SARS diseases, including COVID and other infectious diseases. Our 2021 program really includes three human, two animal studies utilizing CBD to regulate blood pressure and blood flow, and one live cell and three animal studies utilizing antiviral drugs for PK and efficacy. Now, Dehydratec has repeatedly demonstrated with cannabinoids the ability to increase bioabsorption by up to 5 to 10%, reducing time of onset from 1 to 2 hours to minutes and masking unwanted tastes. We're also evaluating orally administrative bioactive molecules, including antivirals, as I mentioned, cannabinoids, vitamins, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and nicotine. Luxaria is licensed already Dehydratec to multiple companies, including a world leading tobacco producer for the development of smokeless oral-based nicotine products. And what's relevant to our chat here is the use in industries that produce cannabinoid beverages, edibles, and oral products. So for context, we have constructed a Canadian federally licensed laboratory on premises for internal R&D purposes, which really was received in 2019 from Health Canada. We do have operations in the U.S. as well, some facilities there that service our U.S. clients. And the Dehydratec formulations are generally prepared, for those that don't know, with long-chain fatty acids. These are things like sunflower oil. These fatty acids enhance absorption into your oral cavity, as well as into your stomach and intestine. So basically, the Dehydratec formulation piggybacks off the absorption of these fatty acids. The uses of Dehydratec are ongoing, and the technology is gaining traction on a number of fronts. We did recently disseminate a study that demonstrated CBD with Dehydratec was more effective than generic CBD. In addition, there is a market clearly for good quality products, and more specifically in the beverage space, hasn't reached its full potential for that yet. In May this year, we announced successful outcomes in our first sets of data from our 2021 applied R&D program studies. The results indicated that our three latest Dehydratec 2.0 formulations delivered between 1,000 and 2,100% more CBD during the study period than standard MCT control formulation.
And also, between 1,000 and how much? 2,100?
Yeah, between 1,000 and 2,100% more CBD than the standard MCT control formulation that's used by industry and best practices. So, you know, on that note, also 123% more, percent more effective than your original formulation. So we've saw increases internally as well. So, you know, said another way, for every 1 milligram of CBD delivered by industry standard MCT control formulation, the latest Dehydratec formulations deliver 10 to 21 milligrams of CBD. So a significant increase. You know, this study really demonstrated that each of our new Dehydratec formulations delivered have high levels of CBD absorption into brain tissues, you know, dwarfing the levels with MCT oil-based control formulations. Now, the three new Dehydratec formulations delivered between 900 and 1,700% more CBD into the brain tissue than MCT oil-based formulations. So a significant step up, which really demonstrates, you know, the impact and efficacy of our product or technology. These study findings add significantly to Lexari's body of evidence, really demonstrating our ability that the Dehydratec technology can be engineered and enhanced to deliver lipophilic active ingredients such as CBD across a range of uptake levels. You know, these higher delivery targets may be more applicable to pharmaceutical dosage, and the lower delivery targets more suitable to consumer packaged goods. We're also planning additional work that will evaluate impacts upon real-time blood pressure in animals using select formulations. Lexaria will provide more details on the upcoming blood pressure testing in animals as they do become available. And also in May this year, we were really pleased to announce we further expanded our intellectual property portfolio with our first ever patent granted in India. The patent titled is Stable Ready to Drink Beverage Compositions Comprising Lipophilic Active Agents. It's a tongue twister. And this is of particular importance given the size of the Indian population, which is nearly four times the population of the U.S. So this new patent complements our existing suite of granted patents across the EU, U.S., and Australia, and provides intellectual property protection both to consumer packaged goods as well as registered drug applications. These claims granted are for a wide range of product formats, including non-carbonated beverages, carbonated beverages, root beers, citrus-flavored drinks, vegetable juices, teas, coffees, sports drinks, energy drinks, and flavored waters.
I feel like you should have a conversation with our next guest.
Yeah, for sure. So Lexaria also has, you know, patent applications progressing in countries around the world. And our latest study really released that we released in May, the results, announced, you know, successful results of two new Dehydratec 2.0 CBD formulations in our second 2021 applied research and development study program. Now, one of our latest Dehydratec 2.0 formulations gave us the strongest absorption enhancements results ever recorded at 2,700%.
2,700, yeah, that was crazy.
More CBD than the representative MCT. It was also 174% more effective than our original Dehydratec formulation. And this is a 27-fold improvement in CBD delivered compared to the control formulation.
I mean, George, I got to ask, man. I mean, the numbers you're throwing around are amazing, but it makes me wonder if any of these other products actually have CBD in them. it's insane.
It truly is. You know, we were quite pleased with the results. We knew there was going to be quite an uptake in these new formulations. In these studies, you know, verified, you know, what our guts were telling us, essentially. So we're very pleased about that, to share that with the market. And it really demonstrates, you know, our progress over the last couple of quarters to delivering, you know, better technology to the market. Now, on that note, you know, we do continue to build a robust body of evidence to demonstrate our technology across various uptake levels, really ranging from consumer packaged goods as well as drugs with potential for disease treatment applications. Really, the two studies that we did issue, labeled Hyper A21-1 and Hyper A21-2, they were conducted by independent premier animal testing laboratory located in the U.S., so they are third party. We also confirm that our human clinical trials on hypertension is currently underway, utilizing a formulation most closely resembling our original 2019 Dehydratec formulation. Now, along with more than a threefold increase in dose quantity, this formulation improvements are expected to be even more effective than our original Dehydratec 1.0 formulation that was used in our foundational 2018 human clinical study, that nonetheless evidenced significant blood pressure reduction as published and available at PubMed. Now, if you'd like to learn more about the company and our tech, you know, I do encourage the audience to visit us at lexariobioscience.com. Send me a note, give me a call. I'd be more than happy to have a chat. You know, with that said, Javier, I did come across one of your posts in relation to the CBD market recently with some updated projections on retail sales that I found really interesting. You know, I believe the report stated the U.S. CBD market will reach $5.3 billion this year in sales.
Yes.
You know, quite substantial, north of 10% in growth over last year.
And that's just from hemp, by the way. That's just hemp CBD.
That's just hemp. Yeah, hemp-derived CBD. Yeah, that's correct, right? So, you know, in $16 billion by 2026. So this is really important. What I did find interesting in that article as well was drinks and gummies were expected the largest increase. I think drinks were north of 70%. In growth, and gummies north of 44. So this is, you know, of particular importance, you know, to our U.S. partners in the markets that we currently serve. I think it's a two-way functionality here that, you know, it's influencing the growth, in my opinion, by the increase in authorized CBD research. You know, as awareness grows, so does demand. We all know that. And as well, CBD drinks are easily to administer and access. So I think this is great news for the industry, great news for Alexaria, really on the backbone of some of the studies that we did publish or communicate to the market. And we're really excited for the next couple of months as we do have planned studies in the works that will add to our great story.
That's fantastic. So we have a couple questions in the chat, Javi. Let's get to those before we go on our time right here.
Let's go for Noah's and Jeff's questions here, really.
Yeah. I was gonna say, Jeff, I kind of want to pair Jeff's question with something from me as well. So Jeff is asking about the patent and how you got a patent on this. I actually had a related question that maybe you can attack with the second part here. So the sunflower oil is the fatty acid that the CBD then takes advantage of. Is that what you were saying to get? Okay. Cool.
Correct.
So that was my really, question. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really any long chain fatty acid, but sunflower oil is an example of that.
Gotcha. And then like, for instance, you know, he's throwing out some here, but you know, kind of along the same lines, but the patent, according to Final Mission, is around the dehydration process, correct?
Yeah. It's control and use. So It really varies a large range of things. You know, the details in our regulatory filings, people really want to dive in and take a good read. But effectively, it is around, you know, the application and process of the Hydratec in those products.
Which obviously works.
Right.
You know, by the way, just as a clarification, right, but for Elliot and everyone who is watching, right, when George is talking about like 2,700% more, you know, whatever, just I want to say the right words, but more CBD into the bloodstream. That is exactly what he's saying, right? It's not that the other products don't have CBD, is that taking it's the same amount of CBD with Dehydratec and without Dehydratec, you know, with Dehydratec, you know, you get a lot more CBD into the bloodstream, right?
That's a correct statement. Yes. So if you took, you know, your generic CBD that's out there on the market, you took your generic CBD, whatever,
20 milligrams of CBD, right?
Sure. And paired it with the Hydratec, our latest study indicated about a 2,700% more CBD into the bloodstream.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, Final Mission has a question here for you. Great name, Final Mission, by the way. Where do you see Luxariat market valuations if you do prove to reduce blood pressure by 10 to 15% due to the 20 times more CBD into brain tissue?
Great. I think, you know, a good parallel is GW Pharma. You know, what they've did, you know, throughout time, you know, got bought out, I believe, $7 billion or something like that. So really what I mentioned earlier is we're focused on markets, various markets, whether it be cannabinoids, nicotine, so on and so forth, that have a combined market value of over $100 billion. So effectively, this technology can be used in various segments in industries throughout the world. And I think we're only just scraping the surface from a valuation standpoint. If you really find those parallels in GW Pharma's story, you can take a look at the Lexarius story and draw your own conclusions, but the sky's the limit.
I have kind of a piggyback, and then I think Javi probably is going to kill me for taking all the time here. No. What is the largest market that Lexaria is excited about right now?
There are a lot of markets, as I did mention, that we are going through in evaluating our technology on currently at the moment. But from, you know, a dollar standpoint, if you look at, you know, oral cannabinoids, you know, that one's expected to reach about 45, 46 billion in 2025. So that is a really big market. You know, our oral nicotine projected, I believe it was about 13 billion a couple of years ago in 2018, about 7% growth until 2025. So if you just look at those two markets out of the many that we have, and all this information is available on our website, you know, you're looking right there over $70 billion. So there is a lot of potential for this technology, and that's what we're investigating now, and that's what we're demonstrating to the market, that there are these improvements and various applications.
It's awesome.
That's super interesting. We have about two more minutes. One question that, you know, it's just like, you know, in my head, and it just lingers there, is how are you NASDAQ listed if you're performing certain trials using cannabinoids, right? That, are you doing those in your R&D facility in Canada? You did mention you have some facilities and R&D activities in the U.S. So, like, how does that work?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Really, part we were OTC listed to get that uplist to NASDAQ. Like many other, you know, Canadian cannabis companies that are out there that venture down to the U.S., we've had to shed that THC requirement. So really kind of carve that out and focus on CBD within those parameters, which gives us that flexibility to continue on our operations. You know, we can license that tech globally, but from an operational standpoint, an exchange standpoint, a compliance standpoint, we in the U.S. do not actively pursue THC or THC products.
That's interesting company. One last question from the chat. Is it true Lexaria is the only company in the world to get CBD into brain tissue?
Well, that's a good looking question. I would.
I mean, yeah, and that's a leading question too. Like, what will he say? Like, yeah,
no, of course.
Be honest.
Of course, we're the only one, right? Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think what our results demonstrated that I spoke to is our technology truly is superior technology. It does have those mechanisms to penetrate the blood-brain barrier, get to the bloodstream, faster onset and offset. And as I mentioned before, as we continue through our study program this year, we'll be able to share more results with the community that will continue to demonstrate, you know, our technology and its applications and the limitless you know, applications within products, whether it be pharmaceutical grade or CPG.
Perfect. George, it's been a pleasure having you. We need to have you back soon because I don't think this conversation is over looking at our chat here. So thank you for taking the time. Again, NASDAQ listed Lexzaria Bioscience LEXX, CSC listed as well, LEX, if you are watching us from Canada. Outside of that, George, thank you so much again. And we definitely look forward to having you back.
You got it. Thanks, gentlemen. Chat soon.
Be well. Awesome. Wow. They're doing some cool things. That's probably the biggest understatement I could say right after that discussion.
Oh, you're muted. There you go. No, I know. I was laughing, though, and just thinking. Not talking before that.
I cannot believe. Was it 1,000 to 2,100% more CBD delivery? Yeah.
And that was the 1.0. The 2.0 was 2,708%.
Yeah. So
2,708%.
Like that. I truly, I don't doubt the Hydratec. I think what they're creating is awesome. And I mean, this looks like a very interesting long-term play, investment wise, but I mean, do those other products have CBD?
Like, yeah, like, I mean, so what happens is, so what happens with this is you get an X amount of CBD, right? But only
I get the process. Yeah.
Is absorbed into the bloodstream, right? So what this tech does is increase absorption, right? So it's not so much a matter of whether there is CBD, it's how it's absorbed, right? It's bioavailability, if you will.
Yeah. Also, I talk loud, X-ray zap. They say your volume is about half as loud as mine.
Mine? Still? Yeah.
So I moved my mic away. I'm moving my mic further
it's
back.
It's loud, it's low. Now, how is it now?
Fixed it. Thank you, Benzinga. Whoever you are, Benzinga. Okay. I mean, you sound good to me, but okay. You know, we are on camera together. Okay. Y'all, welcome to Behind the Scenes, Benzinga YouTube. All right. Javier, awesome first guest, LEXX, NASDAQ, Lexzaria Bioscience. They have presented at several of our conferences. So if you didn't hear about them until now, you could have heard about them if you came to our conferences, you know, so just saying that. Javi, why don't you do us the absolute honor of introducing our next guest? I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We have Aaron Key, chairman of the Alkaline Water Company. That's WTER on the NASDAQ.
Aaron. WTER. Just missing the A. Should have added the A in there, Aaron. They wouldn't let you add the A?
No, there's enough A's in my name. How are you guys?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Good.
I like that hoodie. That's not a nice hoodie.
Yeah.
It's easy for brands because we're a bit more about the brands than...
And it's on brand, totally. By the way, a big shout out to Alkaline Water. They set me up with an exclusive last year with Sean Diddy Combs and Mark Wahlberg for when they acquired Aquahydrate. So, you know, big shout out to...
Yeah, shout out to you guys for handing us the stories.
Really? Well, okay. We gave you an exclusive, but just so you know, we walked away from the deal, didn't close.
Not really?
That really affects our brand, but we just went ahead with our own product and our own brand because they were Aquahydrate.
I'm just laughing at Javier's reaction.
Oh, man.
What?
Sorry, Javier. We've just met and have already taken the thunder.
His whole life just flashed before his eyes.
I mean, it's fine, man. I got to talk to him. Whatever.
Good. Aaron, it's great to have you, man. I'd love to hear about you. Tell us a little bit about your background. I don't think you've been on one of our shows before, so a little bit about you, and then maybe if you could tell us about Alkaline as well.
Yeah, so I'm born and raised in Vancouver. I currently live there, although Alkaline 88 is domiciled in LA and Scottsdale, so I'm kind of the lone Canadian connection. My involvement with the company stems back to when the company first went public about 8 or 9 years ago. And we were primarily just investors then, me and a partner. And then from there, I also was really early into the cannabis sector in Canada. So I was a really early investor. And I've been a CEO, I've been a chairman, I've been like a lead investor, special advisor to multiple of the Canadian stories, kind of through 2012 to 2017. And in that same period, in around 2016, I went chair of the Alkaline Water Company with kind of the pathway to listing on NASDAQ, growing the brand, and taking it from a company that was infant with a great brand and a great concept on the water product to multiple SKUs, growing from 6 million to 50 million in sales, you know, with the runway of that. So we're in a really good position now as a premium bottled water company. So that's kind of my background. And then obviously we were talking a bit about the, not me, but the story and the company and
take some questions. One of my ongoing questions to C-suites, to the executive teams of companies is, how the different backgrounds are playing into the success of companies. So you obviously have a financial background, it sounds to me, in the investment side of life. You feel that has set Alkaline up for success with your type of business knowledge and the financial background you brought to the table?
Yeah, you know what? That's a cool question. And I actually don't get asked it that often. I was lucky to be around kind of from being from Canada, which is kind of the epicenter for a lot of junior companies. And yeah. I've been in a lot of boardrooms with guys that were chairs of Diageo to CEOs at GlaxoSmithKline. And I've seen how they've handled and built their boards and then the effect that they've had on their management teams. And if you take the history of the Alkaline Company, you know, we went through transformations of people, which has changed kind of the level and the quality of the people in the business. And also elevated our brand at the same time, which has led to things like we announced last week with Shaquille O'Neal. So I'm really proud of that, right? Like we've got an amazing management team. Ricky's been phenomenal, been there as a founder, as has Frank Chessman, our head of sales, who's responsible for all the revenue that we are able to generate. So yeah, I've been really fortunate in that sense to be around a really, really talented group of people and also learn from a lot of the other boards and companies I've been around.
I love that. Thank you for answering that. That was great. Javi, I don't think we can leave Shaquille O'Neal just hanging out there in the ether. Should we go right in?
I mean, do tell. Can you give us a little bit of context for over years?
Yeah, about the partnership. So it came together quite quickly. As I'm sure you guys are aware, Shaquille's become its own brand. Like quite a few years ago, he sold his image rights to the Authentic Brands Group. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're actually a group of very talented Canadians as well, who own a few other things like Sports Illustrated is a company they bought, JCPenney. They own some other image rights like Muhammad Ali, Marilyn Monroe. And since they signed up with Shaq's obviously become a big, big presence beyond just Icy Hot. Now there's Papa John's, there's Carnival Cruises. He's dancing to the Epson's commercials. And Shaq's just a great pioneer and brand ambassador. And he's never done anything of significance in the beverage space and specifically water. So when it came to us, you know, I was with him a couple of weeks ago and we sat down and kind of got the deal done. He's just the perfect person for us. I mean, this company was formed off of the back end of a large bottle. What was bigger, really,
yeah,
from a personality athlete than Shaquille. So that's kind of started the whole marriage, right? Nobody had put bottled water at a premium level into bulk, right? That's how this whole company was started. And now we have like the SKUs. You've got this, you've got CBD water, you've got the 2 liter, you've got an eco-friendly product. So, you know, as Shaq's evolved, our brand evolves, and we think it's time to spend some money on marketing, push our brand even further, and hopefully be a company like Essentia, which just got acquired for around $1 billion by Nestle, and put ourselves into that position in the not too distant future.
You're going to acquire Nestle. That's what's next for you.
Us? I don't want to have that much stress.
Touche. Javi, you want to go next? I got plenty of questions.
I was just thinking, how funny it was to see Shaq holding the bottle, which is supposed to be pretty big. And it looks like a regular bottle in his hands, like next to him. It's like, it's pretty funny. Now, you know, can we get a little bit into the CBD business of the Alkaline Water? You know, how it came to be, a little bit about your product line, what you're offering, how it's going.
Yeah. I mean, how that obviously came to be is I've had a lengthy history in cannabis, right? And CBD mm-hmm. by nature, and I went through the whole licensing, which has obviously first and foremost been a bit of a hang up in the whole sector, right? Like the fact yeah. that a brand that like ours, and I'll, don't worry, I'll get to your question, but a brand like ours that's broadly distributed across so many supermarkets and pharmacies, but we can't put CBD water in there. We can't put like powder packs, which is one of the fastest growing categories, as ours has CBD in it, in the world right now, especially in beverage. So that the reason we went into it though is because we saw a natural extension to take our great flavors, add CBD, even do just a plain one, and then pump it into distribution. Now you're not allowed to do that yet, but we're getting great headway into other C stores and call it CBD franchises that are taking on, especially our waters. And I'd say our gummies and our powder packs are doing, you know, really well as well.
What was the impetus for you to put CBD in your water in the first place? Or I guess Ricky, whoever made that decision.
No, we chatted it through because I'd actually taken so many pitches in the cannabis space from folks about, oh, we're going to do a beverage. And if you think back to the evolution of cannabis in Canada, what was it? It was all about the flower. Then regulations started to change and you could have an oil, then a vape, and then edibles and over-regulation restrictions. But in America, it's the land of the brands. You can take whatever you want and start to push it and sell it. And that was the reason we did it. So we worked with a lot of different tasting houses. And I, you know, I did watch the fellow George that was on beforehand. So I'm a little bit familiar with Lexera. And there's lots of technology companies like that out there. And we did testing for about a year and a half to 2 years, because to match the taste profile with hemp and CBD with water, it's not an easy thing to do, because a lot of people don't want to have that aftertaste that some products out in the street do have. So it took us a long time to do that. That was a big impetus. And we just thought it was another brand extension for the product. And it works well because, you know, CBD does well in high pH products as well.
Yeah, indeed. And one of the most exciting news, right, from the last few weeks, the brand really went international, and not just for our alkaline water products, but for 888 CBD, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that international expansion, where the CBD products will be available?
Well, right now our CBD products are available in the States only, right? Mm-hmm. Will we continue to explore other options? For sure. Canada is a bit of a natural extension. Ironically, we don't sell water, just our plain water in Canada, because it is, water's heavy to import. Market regulations are different. Bottom lines are consideration, price point, and things like that. Things that you guys all know about brands. But we will continue to expand. As far as international goes on the water, yes, we've gone into Mexico. We're going into the Caribbean. We've been in and out of China in different methods. And mm-hmm. with the presence of Shaquille, the inbounds are coming. Right. And that's the purpose we did. And I think I've reiterated before, was not many bottled water companies, period, get to the level and the size that we have with literally spending next to nothing on marketing. And this is going to be our first attempt to do that. Now, I just want to be really candid too. Shaquille's not attached to the CBD part. There was a conflict yeah. with him with respect to Icy Hot. So I always like, look, he's a great partner. I speak with his team almost like on a daily basis, and I just never want to cross those lines for readers and things like that. He's specific to the water.
I can't imagine it doesn't benefit the entire company as a whole, though.
For sure. He's just the presence, right? Yeah. And other people, other stores. There's a few retailers out there. Like, we have such big national distribution. There's a couple that bug us that we don't have yet, and you know, mm-hmm. he's been very helpful in opening those doors up. And then just by natural growth, other franchises, other kind of markets that are more CBD friendly, they're calling now. Like, they want both. They want the CBD water, they want the water. So it puts us in a good position, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, all brand awareness for alkaline water helps 888 CBD sales. And I've heard this from many, many people, just like regular consumers, right, who go to random stores to buy CBD products, and they see CBD water from a brand they don't know, and then they see alkaline water, CBD water, and they will go for the brand they know. And you know, I've heard this a million times. So as Elliot was saying, you know, brand awareness is key. So even if Shaq is not involved in the CBD side of the company, it is certainly helping the company, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So and that was the reason for going into it. You asked the question earlier, mm-hmm. impetus for it. I mean, look, brand awareness is brand awareness. And if somebody trusts your water already, they're probably going to give your CBD product a shot. So that's why we were meticulous with flavor houses and the tech that went in behind to make sure it works. And at the end of the day, the difference with us not running like clinical trials, like Alexera or a GW example, you know, we're here to make money, right? That's we're a brand company.
Everything go figure.
Tested and quality, but our job is to return value to shareholders and make money. And yep. that's, you know, we got to do it in a healthy manner, but we stood the test of time with our water, which is, you know, obviously a really, really high quality product in its own right.
Well, an economy needs both. It needs companies like you, and it needs companies like Luxaria. So I'd love to kind of take an extension on the conversation here about where Alkaline sits versus the rest of the beverage space. I think in terms of this conversation, maybe CBD specific and cannabis specific. So if you wouldn't mind maybe touching on, you know, where you feel the beverage space is right now in cannabis, and maybe where you see Alkaline could be in the future beverage space in the cannabis industry, if that question made sense.
Totally. It's a loaded question when you really break it down. Like global beverage is going to have a major, major say in how the whole cannabis market settles. Whether international lines open up or state lines open up or cross-border Canada, global beverage is going to have a big say, as we've already seen, right? Whether it's Constellation and Canopy or, you know, plenty of the other ones in Bev and Tilray. As far as our place in it in global cannabis, I actually think that'll be someone else's problem. But what I do think happens is at some point, you know, knock on obvious wood, that we continue to grow. We've had 8 years of progressive growth. We've never had a down year. And if we can continue to get that market share, the belief has to be that somebody's going to see that value in the brand, take the brand, pump it into their distribution, which obviously cuts out a lot of their costs. And they're going to look at things like our CBD and our ancillary products and the brand itself, and they're going to look at how can they do that as they go into CBD, because they're all coming. Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, maybe Nestle, they're all going to eventually, and then obviously Constellation, Diageo, and they're coming into the sector at some stage. It just depends on how the laws look and in what countries they go into first.
You know, you mentioned you got into the company as an investor first, right? And you have invested in many other companies and CPG companies, particularly as an investor, not cannabis investor, general investor. Could you humor me a little bit and say, like, if you had 60 seconds for an elevator pitch for the investment case for the Alkaline Water Company, right? What's exciting about a water company, right? Why would someone go invest in a bottled water company? And what makes you special? Why this water company versus other beverage producers?
Yeah, the easiest answer to you is if you just look at the history of beverages, and I'll rattle off four or five because that'll give you that excitement factor. Essentia acquired by Nestle for 5.5 to 6 times revenue for $1 billion.
Yeah.
Core Water bought by Keurig for 6.5-7. Vitamin Water bought by Coke for 14, I think, off of sale. Bywater, been around for 4 years, bought for $2 billion. Voss bought by Asahi Beer Beverages. Just take those four or five examples that I just gave you and then look at our value. A company that's probably going to demonstrate a run rate, you know, north of probably $50 million for 2021, trading at 2 times on top line sales. And beverages are always valued off of top line, not bottom line, primarily because the bigger global beverage companies can trim that with their distribution and that they have. That's what makes it exciting. And, you know, most recently you saw Essentia disappear to Nestle. And so that investor base made a really healthy return for sure.
Mm-hmm. So M&A is something maybe potentially to look out for. No announcements or anything, but that's it's interesting to see the trends there for sure. So you having a CBD brand just as more of a awareness on our end. Were you able to work with investors outside of the cannabis space, did it vary? I'm curious what your experience was for Alkaline in terms of, you know, private capital institutions that could be interested in similar companies and what that looked like for you.
Yeah. Like, are you saying, did I go to the same institutions I raised a lot of money in the cannabis space for us, or did I go differently?
Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah, exactly. Like, were the institutions, are they standard cannabis ones or no?
Yeah, there was. It was, the one large bought deal that we did was with Canaccord, who did a fantastic job with us, but it wasn't that specific. I mean, the way that the cannabis market was capitalized in the early days, I mean, it's been glorified on, you know, through the media and stuff. I'm sure you guys are aware of how that's been done. And I've raised a lot of capital through those means. What was interesting is maybe because of some of that track record, we had a bunch of really neat roadshows in Boston specifically, had some great institutions who I think had touched cannabis companies I was involved in, but they also had their CPG arm and they loved the product. They liked the value. And that was where a lot of that larger bought deal went through. And then my partner from years ago, when we first put money into this company, we just had a close network that's come in. They probably have exited. And then when we've gone back, come out, it just hasn't been as financially intensive as the cannabis industry, right? Bottled water hasn't been, we haven't had to go out and do a $50 million financing to get it done, right? So
right.
It's just been, you know, a bit lesser piece by piece.
I have a question for Aaron, the investor, not just the Alkaline Water investor, but yeah. Aaron, the investor in general, right? I know you've invested in quite a few cannabis CBD and CPG companies in general. What do you look for when trying to find a good stock in these industries? You know, what kind of tips can you share for identifying good investment opportunities?
For sure, management. Like, I won't go cliche. I like to be a bit outspoken. I'm picking that up. Management is obviously really key. Cannabis is tough. You can't say for years there's a been there, done that bunch of CEOs, right? I mean, Bruce, obviously, with Canopy, has that track record. He's parlayed it into Gage and things like that. So you got to look at a guy like him or others who were pioneers, if you want to say, to that Canadian category who are now going, there's this opportunity in America. There's this opportunity emerging in Mexico, in Colombia. How's it going to work with Europe? Guys that have done that and gone through the regulatory pathways previously, those are who you should pick first. And then second, you got to start to look at their cap table. Are they cashed up? What is it they're really trying to be? Are they trying to be a brand? Are they trying to be a grower? Because to get to that whole cliche of being vertically integrated,
yeah,
we've seen the ups and downs in that sector. It's really, really tough. You need a ton of money. I don't think we're in that environment right now, right? Like, you're asking me, like, what am I looking at? I'm investing in the sector as we speak because there's a few companies beat up, right? There's a couple of them that have been beaten up, or state lines haven't opened up and they haven't opened the doors for them to do their thing, or they made mistakes on the first and second go around.
Yeah.
So I hope I'm hitting it head on. Like, management's one, you know, state of the nation with their cap table and their cash position, and are they trying to be everything to everybody? That's a red flag for me, if I was going to tell your audience that.
Stay away from vertically integrated cannabis companies, because many of them don't do it because they want to, right? It's because they have to, they need to, right? In some states it's a requisite, in others it's just the only way to ensure steady supply. What's the situation for you there? Are you avoiding them completely?
I've got a big investment. I've been really lucky. I was in Grassroots early, which was acquired by Curaleaf. I think I like them. I like them a lot. You know, there was somebody that left that original team and it's gone to Flower One. So, I mean, I'm plugging things that I'm in. So don't, like, you know what I mean? Like, do your disclaimers and things that you need to do. But
not recommendations.
We'll say that again.
Not recommendations.
Exactly. So Curaleaf, sizable position. Like the people, love the transaction, think Boris is doing a great job. Flower One, beat up stock. Cap table was a mess. People came from familiar place that I knew. They're recapped, debts out of the way, making money, cookies are selling in Vegas. I like it. I'm a holder. So those are examples of things that I've kind of, I'm in right now.
I love that. That was really cool. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
We got 1 minute left, my friend. So if you could leave our audience with anything about Alkaline, about what they can look from you for the rest of the year or in the near future, would you mind leaving us with a thought or two?
Shack, shack, and shack. No, I didn't answer your question great enough about what's exciting. So I talked about M&A because, you know, that's something that's obviously in the back of everyone's mind when you do a beverage company, right? You can't run your bottled water company from now to the end of time. Shaquille has been involved or been brought in to be a partner of ours and an ambassador and great partner with this team to really help us with distribution. So I think what people can expect to see from us is broader distribution, especially into the East Coast, right? We dominate the West Coast and we're in every state, but really push the East Coast. See new SKUs like our white aluminum can, which we think is great for hospitality. I think you're going to see that into other places as we all start to open up and really enjoy different parts of life again. And new SKUs that are going to go into specialty retailers that are national that we haven't touched yet. Those are going to be exciting. And because people can lead into them, are they going to add 5, 10, 15 million in revenue? You'll be able to figure it out by store count and distribution from there.
Awesome. Aaron, really appreciate you being here with us. We will see you again soon. I think you're going to be on Power Hour soon to talk more in the next maybe month or two. I could be extending the timeline there, but regardless, love hearing what you had to say. Love the moves you've made soon and really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today.
Cool. Thanks for having me. Great show. I enjoyed listening. I hadn't listened that frequently, so I'll start to do that more.
But yeah, listen in. That's what I like to hear. And
a little fun for you guys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Awesome. That was a cool show.
That was a
really cool show.
The NASDAQ special. Tell us what you thought. Do you want to see more NASDAQ companies on our show? Do you want to see more New York Stock Exchange companies on our show? Which exchange do you like better, New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ? Really?
Gee.
People have favorites. I have my favorite. I won't say which one it is.
Well, Javi, you're just too moral. You're too ethical for us. We like
want to piss anyone off. Then there's like, I mean, not necessarily. If someone is doing something shady, I will piss them off.
Hey,
no problem. But I don't want to piss off like some like.
No, but like we were on NASDAQ's board last week. So I'm just saying, if you all were in New York in Times Square, did you look up? You saw the Benzinga logo. That was pretty cool. So Nicey, it's time to catch up and put us on your board. Thanks so much.
Super cool. But by the way, tell them like it was not just Benzinga being on Times Square on NASDAQ's board because we paid for it because we didn't.
Big time
it was
partnership.
It was a data partnership we announced with NASDAQ. So
yeah, big shout out to Hot Stocks Luke Jacoby working on that one, y'all. Jelani Bellamy, MSOS, Akerna. Jelani, you need to tune in next week. MSOS, Advisor Shares, will be speaking at our event next week. Akerna, I love Jessica Billingsley. I am personally invested, not a recommendation. They are my largest position in cannabis because I think the moment cannabis takes off, it's an easy hit for me. That being said, not a recommendation. I just really love what they do, and they don't have a whole lot of competition yet.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Javi, any last words, any last shout outs you want to give to the wonderful cannabis audience we have with us today? We love you, Jeff, by the way.
Thank you for always watching. Do like, do subscribe. Go to benzinga.com/cannabis to check out earnings out of Tilt. An interesting transaction in Michigan by Power REIT. Oh, a big shout out to Saucy Farms and the parent company. So the parent company, TPCO, it's Jay-Z's cannabis company. And Alex Todd's Saucy Farms announced a partnership to distribute Saucy Farms and Extracts products in California. Big shout out to rapper Jim Jones, who is also involved in Saucy. And all of them are
working for a company named Saucy.
Saucy?
Saucy Farms. I might just invest because they're Saucy Farms.
So they're private, Saucy. It's Alex Todd is a very famous jeweler.
You don't know I'm not a high net worth investor.
Jim Jones Capo involved. But now you can invest in Saucy through the parent company. You can play the parent company as a proxy to Saucy's success in California. They're a New York brand. So this is an important step for the company.
I'm pretty much just going to be a fan of whatever Michael Auerbach does. I mean, I unashamedly say, you want to talk about searching for executives in this space that you like. I like Michael Auerbach. I mean, I like a lot, but I mean, what he's done with the parent company, what he's looking to do with CanDoc in the upcoming, I mean, it's just, he's an easy one to follow. We are so over. We love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next Tuesday. for Cannabis Insider. Thanks, y'all. Have a great weekend.
See ya.
As long as I continue to make everything look pretty and shiny on the outside, I didn't care how miserable and ugly I felt on the inside. I realized that I deserved a better me, so I can be the wife and the mom that I really wanted to be.
If you're ready to get real about addiction treatment, call Karen. A recent independent study showed that 94% of Karen patients were still in recovery 90 days post-treatment. Visit caron.org/real. Karen. Real results. Real care. Real about recovery.
Jeep Freedom Days are here, where right now, well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2022 Grand Cherokee WK Laredo E4x4 for $369 a month for 36 months with $3,799 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. No security deposit required. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution, a lease across their capital. Lessee is responsible for termination fees. Current lease must end by 7-3-23. Extra charge for miles over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7-5-22. Jeep is a registered trademark.